This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I am proud. Proud, I tell you, to be the front man of a radio program where I can invoke a foreign government's economic policymaking agency, the Monetary Authority of Singapore in this case, and have complete confidence that you are going to keep on listening. Please, keep listening, all right? Singapore's equivalent of the Fed put a surprise chokehold on its currency this morning. Not ordinarily a thing on which we would spend a whole lot of time, except that it boosted the greenback among other Asian currencies and turned the conversation at our editorial meeting this morning to the dollar and the future of the U.S. economy and what the dollar means for it. Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going from New York.
Let's start with where the dollar's been.
The dollar shot up about 20% between mid-2014 and the end of 2015.
That's IHS economist Patrick Newport. In the past couple months, the dollar weakened a bit, though it's still well ahead of where it was before the big climb. Now let's connect that to the larger economy. One way the dollar gets pumped up is foreign investment coming to America.
The reason the dollar is so strong is because we're the leader of the pack. We're doing better than anyone else. If you grade on a curve, the U.S. economy gets an A.
So a strong dollar is a vote of confidence, or at least relative confidence, but that's little comfort for America's exporters, who lose revenue when a beefy dollar makes their stuff more expensive abroad. And a couple months of a weaker dollar generally isn't enough to mean factories start hiring. Execs need longer trends. Steve Murphy is with Capital Economics.
You're not going to see a massive increase because some of these currency swings, they often take some time before manufacturers can really adjust to it.
And in any case, he and other economists aren't betting on the dollar to slide much further anytime soon. Not while there's still turmoil around the world. Steve Hanke is a Johns Hopkins economics professor.
Even big corporations find it very difficult to predict exchange rate movements and insure against those movements.
And that is the little reality trap the U.S. economy finds itself in. The world's envy makes America's currency strong, but that strength makes it harder to get breakout growth. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Reality trap, good phrase, right?